Blog Talk Radio.
Professor Applewhite, and I'm speaking to you live from Arizona on the Student to Teacher radio show. It's so good to be here this morning. Praise God that we're awake, we're alive, and able to discuss this very, very interesting topic, students with disabilities and the accommodations that will be needed if they need the accommodations. What accommodations do they need? A lot of people ask me that a lot. Many, many times. And, you know, a lot of the information that I'm going to share with you is available on the internet. However, you know, it's not so personal. And so that's why I wanted to bring it to you kind of like on a down-to-earth level. You know how Professor Applewhite likes to talk to you.
I mean, you were right
there. And so that maybe I can help you understand accommodations for adult students with disabilities is not a given. It's something that we have to work towards. So this episode will help listeners understand what services are available for students diagnosed with mental and physical disabilities in any type of post-secondary education. High school is secondary, and then post-secondary is anything that's after high school. What accommodations mean? What does it really mean to ask for an accommodation, and what is an accommodation? How to ask for them, and what to do when discrimination is found. So those are the things that we'll be discussing this morning. And this information is not just useful for our adult students that call in, although most of our audience are people who are either in school or in the workforce with disabilities or know someone who is, and they're trying to help them out with information. So today we've invited Dr. Sarah Tolliver, and hopefully she will call in this morning to join us on our as a special guest. If not, we'll definitely catch up with her at another time. She is quite an advocate in the field of higher education and consulting with students with disabilities and how to ask for accommodations. So, my friends, this morning I want to give some suggestions to you and break them down for you. Suggestions that will help you to share this information with other people or, of course, to grow yourself. Remember, that's what this show is all about, right? That's what student to teacher is all about. You are a student if you are willing to learn, and you are a teacher if you are willing to share. I appreciate you. We have over 30,000 listeners now that plug into our show and listen to these great topics. And the only thing that I can say is that I'm very, very happy to know that we're doing such a good job out there. I would like to start with saying to you that an accommodation in the first place means that something helps you to equal the playing field, so to speak, okay? So just like when you're at work, there are things that you can do at work to ask your employer about. And in the same voice, there are things that you can ask for in school that will help you to get through your classes and your test, okay? And a lot of people are not even aware that there's different ways that you can actually take a test with an accommodation. I have students tell me all the time, I wish I had known this before I started college, because I didn't know about this, and so therefore I was at a disadvantage. But now you do. Now you can understand that even if you have a physical disability, you can actually ask for help with your testing, not to give you an advantage. Now, that's very important that you understand the difference between advantage and accommodation. Advantage does not mean that just because you have a disability that the university or a college is going to guarantee that you will be able to pass their exams. What it says is that they will level the playing field for you. In other words, you can enter into the testing environment with the same, hopefully, with the same tools to help you take the test that any other student would have. Okay? So that's real important. You know, there's a history behind the accommodation. And accommodations before, let's say, 1970s didn't even exist. You know, making it equal for college-bound students or workers to enter the workplace wasn't even a law. And so what happened is that we passed the law, a Rehabilitation Act of 1973, which people will refer to as Section 504. And you'll hear that a lot, and you'll also hear Americans with Disabilities Act. But who wants to sit down and read the whole thing, unless you're really into the field like I am, of course, and I'm a nerd a little bit, so I'll sit down and I'll read all of that paperwork, but I don't want you to have to do that. I'm just going to give it to you in a little tiny nutshell right here, that what it means is that you are protected. You are protected from the issues of someone discriminating against you if you want to go to school or if you want to work. It's also a law, the laws protecting you that will say that we want you to be in a private, have your information in a private place where it's not where people can make fun of you or put you down or any of the things that used to happen a long time ago. For many of our listeners who are in their 40s and 50 years old that are returning to school, I know that this is a very big emotional move for you, because many of the memories that we may have about school is they're negative. And because we, especially if we were in special education classes. And so I would love for you to give this a chance, to give college, to give the workforce a chance, to prove to you that you can indeed ask for accommodations now, that you don't have to be afraid to do that. And so that's a real big mountain to come over when we're in the counseling session, when I'm in a counseling session with someone, is to help them to understand that it's not like it was before. How can I convince you, for those of you that want to go to college or want to stay in college or want to enter the workforce, that you can do that effectively without feeling that someone is going to put you down or make fun of you, or you won't be protected under the law? Long time ago, there was a very famous man whom I love and respect dearly, Dr. Martin Luther King, who made the statement that in order that changing the law is not necessarily going to change hearts. And that means that in so many words, that just because there's a law out there doesn't mean that people are going to automatically change and treat you differently. What it says is that we have some ways of coming back and saying, no, you can't treat me a certain way. You cannot discriminate against me. You cannot deny me accommodations. But it doesn't mean that the professor or the employer is going to look at you necessarily different than they did back in 1970. And that is something that I have to reinforce with you out there. And if you are a counselor or teacher yourself in special education or working with adults in education, I want you to help your students prepare for this. That just because we talk about the laws, it doesn't mean that they're going to go into this world of employment and school without any kind of discrimination. I still have students calling me today and telling me that a professor would not give them an accommodation to test. And that accommodation to test means because they have a learning disability, that maybe they need someone to read the test to them. I know that sounds kind of funny to some of you. Why would somebody need to read a test to me? Well, there are many times that because of an anxiety disorder or any other kind of mental health disorder or learning disability, we're unable to process information quickly, to do things within a time frame. And so if a test is timed, it might be easier for someone to read it to you than for you to actually take it as a written exam. It doesn't mean that as a college student you cannot write. But granted, there are college students that do not write. They take notes by tape recorder. There are students who are blind. I'm sure you know about that. Many students who are blind and deaf that go to college and do a wonderful, wonderful job. But what we don't know a lot about and what we don't hear a lot about is the students that struggle through 2 years or 4 years or a training program with all kinds of non-visible disabilities, especially mental health and learning disabilities. And they do it sometimes without accommodations because they're afraid to ask. You believe they're afraid to ask. Why are they afraid to ask? Why are people afraid to ask for accommodations?
All right.
Because there are still people out there, professors and employers, that don't believe that people with disabilities should be at work or at school. Wow. That's a real slap in the face, isn't it? You say, in this day and age, this is 2012. If I hear that same defense coming up about racism, you know, it's 2012. Come on, you know, why are we having racism and discrimination issues going on in the school or in the world? Because there are still those people out there. And so that's why these laws are in place, in order to give us an opportunity to come back at them. Now, I talked to you a little bit about these laws, the Americans with Disabilities Act being the major one that you'll hear a lot about. And I just want you to know that there's some qualifications that you have to go through. This is another issue that comes up a lot. Is that how do I qualify as a person with a disability? And so, especially those with learning disabilities have a hard time understanding that they have to have a record, some type of record of your disability. Now, if you are in that age range of 40, 50, and trying to return to school, or even 30s, there may not be adequate records in your school years to validate your disability. So therefore, we need to test you again. Testing for any kind of impairment can be done by your physician, or a referral to a qualified psychologist or a certified rehabilitation counselor. You can follow up with Social Security and vocational rehabilitation for information on how you can get these tests paid for. But the reason why they have to have this is because they have to validate, of course, that you have a disability. And we have to work on ways to minimize your fear about taking these tests. You cannot be denied admission to any kind of school because of a disability. However, my friends, you can be denied admission if you do not meet the requirements with accommodations. So everyone that has a disability that wants to go to school, and it's a documented disability, and they want to go to school, doesn't mean that they will go to school. That's real important to understand. It's not an automatic door opener for you. But what would happen if you went to a qualified counselor, if you call White Apple Institute, and you talk to one of the counselors, we will guide you into what you can do to not only go to school, but to succeed in school in some kind of training program, if that's what you want to do. Sometimes college is not for everyone, but it should not be denied to you because you have a disability. It's very, very important that you understand that you have rights to go to school. So this qualification process is sometimes lengthy, and sometimes it requires that we have to call in different people to advocate for us. In Arizona here, we have an organization called the Center for Disability Law. And they have something like that in just about every state. And it's usually connected to your community agency that takes care of any of your other services. And they will help you with the fight against anyone who denies you entrance into a school.
I think that's what I'm going to make for dinner.
Okay. I'm so happy in so many ways that I can help students, especially older workers, older students that are trying so hard to get admission into school and to succeed. I'm proud of you, and I know that God is proud of you for trying. And that's all you can do is try. Roll up your sleeves and make the effort and just do it, as Nike says, right? Just do it. Make that first step. Make that first call. I have a young lady that I speak with very often about her desire to go into physical therapy. And every semester for the last, 5 years, she has agreed to go down to college, or at this point at least to call. I'm trying to get her to just pick up the phone and call on her own to get information. It's taken 5 years. She's finally ready to do it. Why does it take so long to do it? Everyone's different. Some people make up their mind right away, and they're able to pick up the phone or go onto a college campus. It's a scary situation sometimes for people. It's a whole new environment, a whole new world. It's a big change in your life, but it's worth it. It's worth it if you say it's worth it. We have one caller online right now. Maybe this caller might want to say something about accommodations in college and how she felt about them. Hello, caller? 480-200? Good morning.
That's Maria.
Good morning, Maria. It's so good that
morning,
you're calling this morning. Good morning, dear.
How are you?
Yes. I recognized your number, and I wanted to acknowledge you. And I thought maybe that you might have something special to share. I don't know how successful you felt that it was for the Disability Resource Office when you tried to go to school. Did they really help you?
Yes, they did. They helped me. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember exactly what went on before, because I had to call you and you helped me out more.
Yes.
It was nice.
Mm-hmm.
But I backed out because I felt fear. And because I have learning disabilities, it's hard for
right.
me to learn.
Right.
And that scares me. So
right.
Right now, I don't want to do anything right now, but maybe in the future, I don't know. But
right.
I would say to those that are able to learn that don't have disabilities like you do it.
Yes.
Go to school and prepare yourself, because
Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah.
I get upset. I get sad with myself because...
Yes. Yes. And it's okay. It's all right for you to feel upset. You're not alone. There are many people who feel upset because they're trying so hard to go to school, to make a change in their life. And they don't even know if school is really the right answer for them. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. They don't know whether work is the right answer for them. But it's so wonderful that you take the opportunity. You take an opportunity to share with others and to make sure that they understand that there are benefits. And that's a very beautiful thing that you're doing, Maria.
Oh, yeah.
So we thank you so much for sharing with us. Go ahead.
But if, like I said, if you have learning disabilities, do it. Go to school and educate yourself. Because, like, I wish I could do it, but I don't feel like I have it mentally. Because of my learning disabilities, I can't really seem to be, you know, to get there in a lot of ways. But if you not have, like I said, if you don't have disabilities, learning disabilities, do it, because it's very important. to go to school, to be educated, is very important. So I will advise you to go ahead and go to school.
And Maria, you know, you're one of our students at White Apple Institute, and we certainly appreciate you sharing with us your feelings about going to school, and that you would still encourage another person to do that. We are going to continue to work with you, and we appreciate you acknowledging that White Apple Institute is kind of like the support system to get you from the house into the classroom or into the workforce. And for some people,
yes,
it's not as easy as others. So we thank you so much for sharing that. We thank you for so much for sharing your tears, because it helps other people that are in the same situation to understand that they're not alone. We have another caller online, and we're going to go ahead and take them because we have about 5 minutes left on the show, and I want to make sure that we acknowledge everyone on Switchboard. You got me a little teared up there, Maria. Hello, this is Professor Applewhite, 602-418.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. I'm sorry I wasn't able to get in for the whole show, but what I did hear, I was very moved by. And I just thank you for all the work you're doing. And this is Dr. Beverly Polnitz.
Dr. Polnitz,
and
thank you.
Yes, I just wanted to say thank you for all the work that you're doing. And keep up the great work. Thank you.
Dr. Polnitz, you're involved in higher education yourself. You're at Australia Mountain Community College, and I appreciate you calling in this morning.
Mm-hmm.
on the board for White Apple Institute, and you have, in your experiences, have you seen a lot of success happen with students with learning disabilities or any kind of mental health disorder? Have you seen them succeed in college?
Absolutely.
Yes,
I have. I've had the opportunity to work with some of the students, and some of them are in my classes right now,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
we have some special services set up to assist these students, and mm-hmm. I'm very excited and happy when I see them succeeding. In fact, we're going to start a whole program, from what I understand, at our Skills Center, and
mm-hmm.
the whole program is going to be designed specifically for people with disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And developed in such a manner that it's going to walk them through from day one to success and jobs.
And that's really important.
Mm-hmm. It's just now in the beginning stages, so there's not a whole, you know, a lot that I can say about it, but I am very fortunate that I'm going to be working with that program, and as time goes on, I'll share more and more with you all with that program.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And one of the things I hope that the listeners out there are getting is that there are possibilities. And even if, and I have to say this to Maria and people that are in Maria's situation, don't give up. When you're enrolled at White Apple Institute, you're still in school. You're just in the preparatory stage of making a transition from your home, from that environment, home environment, to a school environment, and it might take you some years to do that.
Because you're really the techie.
But we're proud of the people that at least try to make that step. Don't give up. Keep trying. We appreciate you, and thank you so much for joining our show this morning.
My ego was hurt last weekend.
We want to acknowledge you, and thank you so much. Join us next week. We have a great speaker coming on to talk about violence. And is it something that we carry on from childhood into the college campus? Very great author, Midge Noble, that will be joining us next week. So make sure you tune in to the Student to Teacher Show. Much love and peace to all of you. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you, Dr. Polnitz, for joining us this morning. We're closed now with Wes Ricks from Two Worlds. Thank you, Maria.
Not out. What about me?